Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 24th, 2013. And today, for this Friday discussion, we are going to return to our Friday economic discussion and discuss the economies of the world, but with some other things thrown in for good measure. Primarily, we're talking about riots across Sweden, riots in Stockholm, riots in the suburbs of Stockholm and a few other cities, going on now for about a week. Hundreds of cars burned, businesses burned, several people injured. This all seemed to start when a 69-year-old man with a machete in his apartment threatening people, threatening the police apparently when they came to answer the call, and the police killed this gentleman, thus launching a series of riots in Stockholm among immigrant youth. They always call them youth in immigrant land. But the police in Stockholm have now called for reinforcements from other cities. Situation started to get out of control. And the police in Sweden, to their credit, I suppose we could say, have been reluctant to use the riot suppression techniques that usually break these things apart, but sooner or later, I imagine they will get around to that. This is ending Sweden's image overseas and around the world as an oasis of peace. Sweden's being viewed, always has been viewed by Europe and the rest of the world as a center of quiet and social calm, the world's most extensive welfare state. In the 60s, late 50s and 60s, Sweden was a refuge for those seeking political asylum, including many, many Vietnam War protesters from the United States who fled there rather than serve in the military during that war. Well, Sweden has about 9.5 million inhabitants. 9.5 million people live in Sweden, and right now about 15% of those people are immigrants. The European economic crisis is serving to exacerbate the friction between the native Swedes and their immigrant population. Sweden, like so many other countries, has opened its doors and imported trouble from abroad, trouble for the future, and the future in Sweden is right now, folks. For one thing, urban youth unemployment is a natural byproduct of the European economic crisis. Most developed countries in Europe have experienced them. France in 2005, UK 2011, Belgium and Germany last year, 2012, and Greece over and over for years have experienced riots coming out of primarily unemployment of the youth. It is a social disaster waiting to happen. These economic crises occurring over and over have started to tear at the social fabric of Europe, even Sweden. The longer the riots go on, the longer the social friction and the worse that it will be. As I said, Sweden, a long history of immigration. After World War II, the Nordic countries, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Iceland, all got together and had open borders to allow free movement of workers between their borders. And then in the late 50s, as I just said, Sweden became a haven for political refugees of the 50s and 60s. But all that started changing in the 1970s, and Sweden's open door, come on in policy started to be affected by wars around the world. Wars in the Middle East, wars in Africa, wars in the Balkans. See, wars drive immigration, folks. Wars drive people here from the Middle East. Let's say you live in Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, Libya, Tunisia, you name it, in the Middle East, and there's a good chance you might be forced to flee. Same thing across Africa. This is the way it is, and these people, many of them, make their way to Sweden. And so many of these asylum seekers and other immigrants that come to Sweden, about half of them in recent years have come from Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia. These immigrants are driving up the birth rate in Sweden. Fertility rates are at an all-time high now, higher than most other European countries. This is transforming the traditionally homogeneous Swedish population into a heterogeneous one. And many Swedes don't like the changes. Many of them view it unfavorably. And it is causing the rise of political parties that oppose immigration, like the Nationalist Sweden Democrat Party, which is opposed to increasing limits of immigration, has risen 2.9% of the vote in 2006 to 5.7% in 2010 and rising. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, an interesting phenomenon that we might want to take note of here in America, and that is increasing unemployment has accompanied increasing immigration. The more immigration, the higher unemployment. That is what has been in Sweden. Sweden as a whole, the unemployment rate is 8.2%, which is below the European Union average of 10.9%, but it is rising. Youth 25 and under in Sweden, 24.4% of them are unemployed. Immigrant youth of the same age, 35.5% unemployed. And overall, the immigrant unemployment rate is 16%, all rising. This is a recipe for social disaster, as I said. Out of these things, out of these people, these youths, as they're called, these dissatisfied, unemployed youth, come revolutionary armies. Sweden has pacified the unemployed for many, many years with its generous social welfare benefits, but it has not resolved the unemployment problem. It seems endemic to this entire European economic crisis. And it's not the only place. In Spain, 25% unemployment overall, but for those 25 and under, 55.5%. Folks, think of that. Over 50% of them unemployed. Italy and Portugal, not much better. And as you all know, Greece is a basket case and has been for years. Rising immigrant populations coupled with terrible unemployment mean decreasing revenue for welfare, which points to social pressure like those leading up to World War II, folks. That's the way I see it. Friday, May 24, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.